The Jersey Boys Sports Talk with Victor Orocho and Byron Jones. And here's your host, Victor Orocho.
April 25th, it's my sister's birthday. Happy birthday, Elaine Ferrari Orocho. Welcome to the Jersey Boys Sports Talk, live out of Miami, Fort Lauderdale, and Lancaster, Pennsylvania. I'm actually back in South Florida. The Jersey Boys Sports Talk, hosted by Byron Jones and Victor Orocho, brought to you by the Sportscast. Today is August 25th, 2022. If you haven't yet, please subscribe to the Sportscast at all your channels, YouTube, Twitter, Spotify, and iTunes. If you're on iTunes, please subscribe to the Jersey Boys Sports Talk podcast. We have leave a rating. It'll help us out tremendously. Just go to the purple little thing that's on your iPhone. It says podcast. Hit subscribe and let it go, and you'll be notified. We are streaming live on Facebook and YouTube today and every Thursday at 8 p.m. And right now we are using the wonderful Restream that Byron's doing a good job with. So how are you today, Mr. Byron?
Oh, wonderful. It's just hot.
It's hot. It's hot? Yeah, it was hot today. I was on the road.
I can deal with hot, just not humid.
I can deal with hot, just not humid. Yeah, to me, they're the same.
Yeah.
It's hot and humid, right? So, but we're in August. You got September. It's going to start. You got about what? Another 6 weeks, maybe? 7 weeks?
Of what? For the weather?
For the temperature start, yeah, for the temperature start changing?
Maybe about another two or three.
Oh, really? That short? Interesting. Awesome. All right. Well, it's hot. September, October, November. I got maybe, if I'm lucky, 3.5 months. But at least it will be rainy. Right, yeah. I know. I know you are. All right. Let's get into it. I see you have some good stuff here today. Today we're going to talk about the Giants versus the Bengals recap and Kayvon Thibodeau's injury. We're just going down. We're going to talk about Sterling Shepard back to practice, the depth chart update, which is probably going to be a little scary. Giants-Jets joint practice preseason. The next cut down is going to be August 30th, which is coming up. From 80 to 53 players. Wow, that's 27 players. 4 p.m., yep. Eagles-Dolphins joint practice preseason game against Eagles and Dolphins. Washington Commanders, Chase Young out for the first four games again. Wow. Tyron Smith for Dallas out 4 months because of hamstring. Boy, these hamstrings going. And then a 16-member practice squad. I know we talked about that before. All right. Well, let's get started. Let's talk about let's get into the recap of the game.
Well, I did watch it. And Daniel Jones did look pretty good. You know, very good. The offensive line was the first time I've seen where they had a pocket, an actual pocket, step up and throw where he needed to throw. The interception that he did throw was on the tight end because it bounced off the tight end's hand. He could have brought that ball down a little bit more, and you know he'd have caught it and be able to Bellinger. But yeah, they look good. Only bad thing about it is when Thibodeau got hurt. But for the most part, I thought they played well. Alex Bachman, one of the receivers that's fighting for a spot. You know, look, he reminded me of Cole Beasley. They used to play for Dallas and the Buffalo Bills, and he did get tips from Beasley. You know, as far as you know, the different you know the way to run the routes since they was Buffalo and Beasley was might have an outside chance of making a team since Colin Johnson, tore his Achilles tendon the other day.
And then what did you see? I know you sent out a clip, or Santiago sent out a clip on. I didn't see anything really. It didn't even look like he got hurt. And then he just stayed, was on the ground. I couldn't see it well in that video clip.
I played the position, the first thing they tell you to do, protect yourself, because that's a block. You could either have the tight end come, you can have the tackle coming at you, you have the cart guard coming at you. What he did was right. He's supposed to squeeze down and be more, squared up, with the line. That way, he can either, take his hands, or he could blow it up and take it out, take him on with his, inside shoulder. That way, if they're behind him, the back and bounce it outside, and the outside linebacker and the corner and everybody's out there. If you make them, bounce outside. But for some reason, that was Thaddeus Moss. That was Randy Moss's kid that did that. And
yeah, he told me.
It kind of looked like when he went to block, like he was like undecided. Like, should I put my hands down? Should I shoulders down? Should I do this?
This is Moss.
The guy came out. No, Thibodeau.
Okay.
He looked like kind of undecided when he saw him, because he saw him coming, and he should have blew him up. If he saw him, he should have went at him and just blew up the whole thing. But for something, he was undecided. And then, when the other guy went down and rolled, with the four that, he kind of undecided, should I take him? Should I go low? Should I do this? It wasn't a dirty play, and, playing, deep in the line, the first thing, they tell you is don't upfield, because if you run upfield, you're going to get cut. If you go down the line, like you thought, you'd be cool. But, usually get injured are the ones that run up the field and you get clipped or blocked, or something crazy. But if you go straight down the line like you're supposed to, you can avoid this kind of stuff. That he'll learn that with experience, as far as either blow it up with his shoulder or with his hands. But it was
also we're taught to keep it. We're also taught to keep our head on a swivel, no?
Yes. I mean, he was looking right at him. That was crazy. He was looking right at him. It was like, and I'm looking, and like when I look.
Oh, that's what you were talking about. He didn't put his hands up or whatever.
He didn't put, like, if he's coming down, at him the way he came to at his legs, you're supposed to take your hand and jam him in the head. You're supposed to take your hands and hit him in the head. That
right.
Force him down. Or the other option, like I said, is, you blow it up with your shoulder. He's coming down a lot.
That's what I was thinking. My normal reaction is, I guess I don't know which one, but that was the other option I was thinking. Whenever I seen something coming on the side, I usually get low and try to hit him with my shoulder. If it's coming on my left side, because I got the pads on, right? Because I've already, my hand, as a D-back, my hands are, I can't mess with my hands, right? But but that's what, what's funny is, how I've told you that over the years, I'd ask you questions about the locker room and then how you always know sports applies bit to business and business can reply to sports, staking to your own self, that's not my business, that's your business, I got to take care of my mind, right? It's funny that you mentioned that in business, the same thing happens, particularly in sales, right? What I do is you're better off making the you're better off in football. We're taught if you're gonna make a mistake, make an aggressive mistake, correct?
Right.
Right. You mean don't be caught like undecided. In other words, to me, being undecided is not being aggressive. Right. And then at least to me, or maybe I'm wrong, but either case, let me stick. If you don't agree with that, let's at least for me is when you're undecided, nothing good happens. Because it's indecision is worse than a bad decision, right? Because you're stuck in no man's land, right? And, I can tell you that from business, that has happened to me a couple times. In fact, recently where, I got so frazzled with so much going on that, I was undecisive. And that undecisiveness came back to haunt me, you know what I'm saying? So him being undecisive ended up what kind of injury does he have?
MCL sprain.
Oh, sprain. Okay,
man. He might be out 3 to 4 weeks. So So he should make it, maybe. Yeah, maybe the first game, but, you know, that's pushing.
Wow. We're just going down like Dooley Brown, man. How did anything, any other highlight, any highlights of the game that you would say?
No, just the fact that, you know, they were losing and, you know, the troops and, you know, with Dave Webb, you know, the third string quarterback, did rally the troops. You know, the kid Bachman had 11 or 12 catches for like 125 yards. You know, he did well. And then at the end, when the Cincinnati Bengals were driving, the guy that Lawrence Taylor had the door blew up the last play and they fumbled and, you know, they were able to seal the game. It was a guy that played outside linebacker at Lorena, and, you know, Lawrence real high on this kid. He's undrafted linebacker too, but Tamon
Fox, North Carolina.
Yeah, Tamon, I think that's his name. And he blew up North Carolina? That guy up. Yeah, he played in North Carolina, yeah. And
that's
he's been, yeah, come on. And he turned around and, yeah, and he blew up the play. I mean, he blew that guy up. The guy, he went one way, the ball went the other way. And that's his family. I got a video of his family.
When you say Lawrence Taylor was big on him, what is Lawrence, what was, like, is that in the media and where?
Well, he saw him play, you know, at, you know, UNC, and he's high, you know, he's thinking of the,
well, Taylor
went should have got drafted, you know, he's like 6'4", 250-pound linebacker, and, you know, basically, he, you know, this kid as far as being, you know, undiscovered gem. So we'll see, like, that guy up at the end of the game.
6'4" is a big linebacker.
6'4", 250. Outside.
That's a big linebacker. No, I mean, that's a big linebacker. I mean, that's almost,
yes, you know, it is.
That's like defensive end-ish.
Yeah.
So
then the other,
I wonder what he ran into 40. Mm-hmm. That's why we need Santiago. We need our David guy. Yeah. He had to run pretty quick to be a linebacker.
Well, all of them are running 4.3s and 4.4s now.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. Well, even the defensive linemen are running 4.6s, 4.7s. How did Burrow do? Did Burrow play?
No, he had appendicitis, so he's still out. Oh, yeah, you know, trying to gain it, you know, getting his weight back up.
Right. Okay, Sterling Shepard was back to practice. How long do you think that'll last?
Nah, he'd be all right, man. You know, he's playing on that, like, I think, $1 million veterans minimum. This is a prove it year. Just, I want to hang around a little bit more year. So even though, like, what was that guy's name? Colin Johnson, you know, he got hurt. So Sterling Shepard should be, you know, in the mix as far as still making a team. You know, and if they did, it's not going to be, you know, a big hit. Nice to say only $1 million. I wish I could say that.
Yeah. It's gonna be interesting. Let's hopefully somebody can pull something out of the hat, because it's just, it's like you're saying, so you're saying if they cut him, you know, you feel he should still make the team, right? But if they cut him, it just looks like the Giants right now really don't matter what happens.
I was talking to Santiago, I brought that the Giants are the most injured team since 2009. They have the most injuries than anybody in NFL going back that far. Why are all these guys all broke down, falling apart, tearing hamstrings, breaking foot, tearing up the knees constantly? Why is that?
And you can't blame the field, because the Jets practice. The Jets play on the same field. They may not practice in the same field. Maybe it's their practice field. Well, the Jets practice up in New York.
The Jets, Florham Park. That's where they are.
Right.
Is it Florham Park?
In New York.
Northern Jersey. No,
right, and where the Giants
are? They're in Jersey.
Oh, in Jersey. Yeah. Sorry. Where did Giants practice? Oh, they do practice on the stadium.
Right outside of outside the stadium.
Right. So I guess I was just associating that. The Jets play on the same field, and they haven't had as many injuries as the Giants. They practice in a different place.
Well, they've had their share, too. They've had their share, too, as far as most like a lot of on MetLife Field when you have Dorns. And
yeah, but like, Thibodeau's Thibodeau's game, right? Yeah.
Last year with Lawson, the guy for the Jets, he tore his Achilles tendon. Where was Shepard?
Maybe it's the field.
Was it either Ballard? Yeah, but a lot of things I've been looking at, reading all sort of stuff, they're saying, lost the field. Not even artificial turf is true growth, whatever. I don't know, whatever. And for some reason, he was getting, a hamstring, and it's a string injury. So maybe, maybe it's the field, maybe they're not stretching enough, or something. But for the Giants to be the most injured team since 2009, that's a lot.
That's a long time, man. That's what, almost 13 years? By the way, that was
13 years playing.
When Eli was playing, was already giving smack to my boy Eli. Eli still won.
He was fine. He was the only one that kept coming out every week, but everybody else is, every now and then they have somebody, a major injury, knee or shoulder or hamstring. They had that. Even them, to go 13, they're still getting guys. But even today, the other defensive end, they have Ojulari. He got her two today.
Okay, bro. Come on. I can't keep doing these depressing updates, bro. I want to do the show, and I'm tired from the day out driving in massive traffic, and I just can't handle. I can't handle the depressing, So I'd rather get into a debate with somebody than get into this welcome to the Jersey Boys Sports Staff talk. Today's depressing weather is Giants are all injured all over the place. Man, I'd rather them not injured and lose than talk about injuries. You know what I mean? I mean, injuries puts there's nothing else you can do.
Huh? Yeah, but now you got both of the edge rushers are out right now. Ojulari and Thibodeau are supposed to be the two starting edge rushers this year, and both of them are already hurt going into the first game.
Oh my God, man. All right, so let me see. Show your presentations to viewers. Oh my God, help me. Let's see what this looks like. I'm trying something new. I'm bringing up what are we looking at? Depth chart? It will not let me bring a depth chart. So now I got to change that to share screen. There we go. Depth chart. There we go. All righty. So, can you see that? Yes?
No.
No. You don't see the.
Unless you got it in some secret place. No.
Oh. I forget what you share. You got to turn it on. Now, how about now?
Oh, there you go.
All right. Let's go. All right, so, I like starting from the middle in, right? Middle out. So, is Feliciano injured? Yes?
Injured.
All right, yes. So who's going to start?
How about we do it? You just the ones that are not hurt.
My God. All right, so who's going to start at center?
That's easier.
All right, go ahead.
Where is it? Max Garcia.
He's not even on your depth chart
right now.
Oh my God. He's on the,
there he is right there.
So this guy now is going to move into the center position from left guard, right? So
yeah, if the other guy can't go.
So why do you have the depth chart with these other guys like below them? I don't understand that.
Because that's right. So remember first.
Let's just keep going. First string. Right, who's going to start it? Who's going to start at right guard?
Glowinski. He's starting.
All right, so we're good there. Hallelujah. All right, so starting. All righty. All right, so we got Max Garcia is moving from left guard to starting center. Those of you that are listening, we got Matt Giewinski is still starting at right guard. At right tackle,
Evan Neal.
Is Evan Neal hurt?
He's fine.
Oh, thank
you. Nope.
All righty. All right. So just the main center, right? Okay. Left guard, who's starting?
Joshua.
Oh, my God. So why? Who's hurt?
She's still hurt.
Injured. So Shane Lemieux is hurt.
Yep.
Joshua Zuda is going to start at left guard. Okay, left tackle.
Andrew Thomas, good to go.
Thank you. Okay. Right tackle we got. Tight end.
Bellinger.
What happened to our guy? I thought I saw some comment. He's gone already? They cut him?
Ricky Seals? Yeah. Not on injury reserve for a year. His toe hurts. Got it. Tanner Hutt tight end. Tanner Hutt today just signed in from Tampa Bay today. Well, yesterday.
Oh, really? Oh, that's good.
Yep. Just right. Got it.
So don't we play a double tight ends too?
Yeah, every now and then.
Receiver. So he could be the second tight end, no?
No, it'll be Chris. All
right,
Myers.
So wide receiver. Wandell, you said, had a good game, right?
Yep. Well, Bosch was his best game, but Wandell only had three catches minus.
That's the guy we like,
he's
though,
right? Starter. Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, so he's not injured. Okay. You said Bachman had a good game.
Yep.
So that's good. That means he's getting his reps. Sterling Shepard is back, right? Who's Kenny Galladay?
Yeah, he's still there. He finally decided to call.
Oh, he's playing? Okay. So who's injured in the wide receivers?
On this side.
Okay, good.
No, well, the last the other two on the bottom are go back the other way. Back to the receiver. The other,
yeah,
keep going. Those two, they just picked them off waivers. Those guys at the bottom, Jalen Moore and Bailey Gather.
Yeah,
they just.
But why do they do that if they're going to cut 27 guys?
So we'll get to see the Jets.
No, I'm just saying to you, by why do they pick someone off waiver if they're going to cut 27 guys? Like next week.
Well, no. Well, they went from 80. They went from 85 to 80 this week. So they only got
right. Most said they really August 30th, which is 5 days from now. They're going to go down to 53.
Yeah, next week. Yeah, it's always that. I'm just
1 week. You're going to cut 27 players.
Yeah, because the season starts next week.
I understand that, but why do they pick off guys from waivers? It's a question.
Because some of the ones they have, they're either hurt than what they have. And, you know, they probably been watching these guys and, you know, bring them in, you know, to see if they can fit, you know, if they can mesh, you know, with the Giants. You know, that's
so in other words, some of the receivers that are there, these other ones have the opportunity to be cut.
They might be cut. If these two guys come in and perform better, yeah, they'd definitely be gone.
Okay, and then you know Kadarius ain't getting cut. Darius Slayton ain't getting cut. So
yeah, he's still hurt. His hamstring still hurts.
Gadarius.
And they keep – yeah, yep. He's hurt.
Slayton.
Slayton is looking to trade him.
Remember what I said the other day? How about these other two? David Sills.
David Sills has been balling big time. You know, he's one of the guys that went to North Carolina. With Daniel Jones, throw the ball around, and you know, he's been back to the level. He's also been there the last 2 years. And so this is a make or break. The only problem with him is that he's not a special teams guy, because you want guys to be able to, you know, wide receiver, come down as the gunner.
He means he's not one of them. One thing, right? How about Keelan?
Yeah,
what?
He'll be gone. Maybe. We'll see how this works.
All right. So I'm assuming that Tyrod Taylor did pretty well again, no?
Three.
But didn't Tyrod do Davis well again?
Davis was better. Davis Webb.
Really?
Yeah. He was all right. You know, he's a second string quarterback. It's Daniel Jones's team.
Who's the second string quarterback?
Tyrod Taylor.
Right. So I asked you how he did, and you said Davis did better. I was assuming that Daniel didn't play all the game, and when you told me the numbers the receivers put up, I'm assuming that, you know, these guys had to get the ball from the other quarterback, right?
But James Webb did better, Tyrod.
You know, it's a prices game. Okay. Anything on Saquon? Any still high update on him?
No, he's ready to go. Matt Breida, the one they brought in for backup, he might be trading on 10 nights. But the other kid, Antonio Williams, played catching the ball and running the ball. So he might be the guy, the number. Hello? Can't hear you.
Oh, I'm talking. He was muted. I said, who's treading on thin ice? Saquon?
Matt Breida. Breida hasn't played at all.
Oh, interesting. And the other one that did well, you said, what was his name again?
Yeah, Antonio Williams did very well. And then Corbin, the last guy, your Florida State guy.
Yeah. He did good well.
He played pretty well. And he's an undrafted free agent. So he's undrafted.
I don't even want to see that. Special teams really don't matter. All right. What do we got here? Let's get with the line. Where is your line? All right. What do we got? Nose tackle.
Lawrence is fine. Ellis is fine. All right. All four of them are right.
Everybody across the thing is good.
Except
you
for
said a large. I thought you said Aziz got hurt.
He's hurt. Ward is hurt. All three of them are hurt.
All three of these guys are hurt?
All three. Jesus.
Okay, bro. I don't think I could go through this anymore. Let's move on. I don't even want to talk about it. I'm done. Sorry. We'll do the talk when there's like when we get ready to the real season. I'm getting depressed, bro.
Oh man.
You know? And look, and look at my shirt that I got on. Sir says never give up. I don't even want to see, bro. I can't even see. I got a headache. What's that?
You'd be all right. Take an aspirin. Take an aspirin.
No, I can't look at this dead shot anymore. No, I just can't. I just can't do it. I'm not even saving this one. All right. So what do we got? We got here Giants step chart. We got Giants Jets joint practice preseason game is coming up in. It's this weekend. You know that's going to be a smack-talking game, right? Shout out Richie Vargas, Jet fan.
Well, guess what? Again, Daniel Jones, the 13th and 15, only had one ball this play. But very well, they were running across. They looked like the Kansas City Chiefs running across the patterns. Just wide open.
How many yards? Across. How many yards?
They didn't put that up. I don't know about that. It's a practice.
So what do you think is going to happen against the Jets and Giants?
Giants are going to win.
Giants going to win? I don't say the Giants or the Jets.
Don't sleep. Just like it was Richie Brown's. Oh, Richie Brown. Richie, don't forget that the Jets have a very good defensive line. So it's telling when we play them this weekend because they are very good. They're front. So we'll see if they're running in there and harassing Daniel, whatever, then it's going to be interesting. Especially with half of out. But yeah, they did pretty good.
Okay, and then the next one, this is what we were talking about before. They're going to cut in 5 days 27 players. That's a lot of players.
Yeah, that's what all the training. But they do. They've been doing it. You go from one,
but it just seems like if they got 80 players. Okay, so how do you do that, though? I mean, you got how many players do we have injured? Like 12?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, so then if we got 12 players injured, like what do they do? Like how do you cut? Like how does that work for our listeners, right? So 53 players, right? And you got guys that are injured, okay? So you can't – what do you do? Like are you – I mean, how does that work? Like how does the math work?
It depends on how injured they are. You know, like – you know, Ojalaro, it's, you know, day-by-day thing. You can't put them really on, you know, IR because either IRB where, you know, you could miss up to 4 games. You can do that. Or you can go and be out the whole season.
Cut 27. I guess my question to you is
that. So you're gonna cut
like Thibodeau. So in other words, you're down to 53. But you really may be only having like maybe four down to 53. You may have 45 players that can play because the other eight players are players you don't want to cut, but they're injured maybe for a game or two.
Right. Yeah. But you also got, you know, a lot of people don't know that you only suit up a certain amount each game. You only suit up. 46 is a 47 is a number. That's all that gets suited up out of the 53. So the other, you know, 50, you know, the other six or whatever it is, they're inactive for that game. It's about like, you know, most teams have like three quarterbacks, and you know, the two will be active a game, and one will be inactive or whatever, you know, position. Or like, say for example, if they have like 10 offensive linemen, and they need, you know, all 10 for that week, all 10 will be active. They don't. You can, for that can only carry 8, so you know numbers every week. But you only have 47 as an average suit up every week.
Okay, so your roster's 53, you have 47 active. So I guess my question to you is, you know, right. We're going to get into that next with the 16 member practice squad. When does the practice squad start? Does it start when the whole team starts?
Yep. So out of the 27 people.
So when the season, like right now, the practice squad is practicing. I'm sorry?
Like when all, right, the 27 to get cut, you might have some of those guys that are like, you know what? I can work with this guy. Let's put, you know, let's see, you know, if he goes to waivers when nobody else picks him, you know, up, you know, during that time, then you could re-sign him to the practice squad.
Okay, so this is what I'm saying. I'm trying to for our listeners to understand and learn, right? Like, you know, you have good insights. I want to, you know, understand as well. So right now you have 80 players, right? Do you right. also have 16 on a practice squad simultaneously?
Or no.
So
no.
That, when does the practice squad
somehow they're part of 80?
They're part of the 80. Right. Okay, great.
Yes.
So technically of the 80, you're cutting 27, but you're really cutting 11.
No, you're cutting them all. You're cutting whatever the number, you know, if you get down to 53. So you're cutting those 27, okay. those 27 names that are they have, they all go on the waiver list. They're all going to waiver list. So you might have other teams that have been, you know, looking at, you know, hey, you know what? The Giants have, you know, this guy that, you know, we were looking at, you know, before the draft and, you know, he didn't get, you know, he looked like, you know, we could work for, they might snatch him up. Then he'll go, you know, they'll go to another team. But then you can get picked off that 27 waiver thing. You can get picked off that list and end up with another team.
Okay. So, okay, great. So, but not all 27 are going to get picked.
No.
Okay, so of the 27, don't. Oh, I'm just trying to go through the process, bro. Like, so of the 27, let's say 7 get picked up. You got 20 left. Of those 20, you're going to try to pick 16 to be on your practice squad.
Yes.
Or okay, and then remember when someone picks somebody off of waivers, is it picking off of waivers to be on the active roster?
It could either be or the practice. It could be either.
Why would a guy leave? Oh, I could see, but let's just say, let me ask the question anyways. Why would a guy leave his own waivers and then go to a different team's practice squad?
You have no choice. If you get picked, it's like getting drafted. You have no choice. You know, you're on the New York Giants. You're one of the 27 people, you know, that got, you know, released on this day. All right. You know what? The New York Jets are looking for, you know, we need to fill up, you know, we got a safety, you know, we preseason, you know, we like you coming into the draft. You know, you look like you play well. So you know what? We're gonna claim him. Those would either end up on the practice squad or the active squad, just depending, you know, what the numbers are.
How do you get to the active squad if they're already down to 53?
Say what?
How do you get to the active squad if they're down to 53? Like, I guess somebody's on injured reserve, then you move up.
Or in the reserve or whatever, but. You know, yeah, you can either active or practice squad.
Got it. And let me ask you a question on the practice squad. If you're on the practice squad, so I don't even remember when there's 5. So now that there's 16, what are the main positions that are kept on the practice squad? Wait, what's the biggest depth? Because they practice like with top. The team, right? I mean, that's why they're practice squad, right? But
yeah,
what is it like?
It could be.
What are the
You figure most positions, like where people get like defensive line, cornerback, you know, positions like that, where usually, you know, you have somebody that falls apart, you know, during your, but think of money, like the rookies get like $4,000 a week. And, you know, if you're a veteran, you know, the veteran money, you get $8,000 you know, a week. So, you know, they ain't a bad job.
On the practice squad?
Yes.
Interesting. Okay. Well, I could see D-backs. That's what I was just asking, you know, just giving more out there for our listeners and, you know, learning how. Yeah?
Yeah, it just varies, you know, what you're going to keep. You know, you can quarterback, you can keep more corners or wide receivers or linemen or, you know, whatever, you know, the team wants at the time.
Whatever you need more in depth. I just think it would be more like, you know, I could see more of defensive backs and positions or linemen and stuff like that. All right, so we got the Dolphins. Next one, we got the Eagles and the Dolphins joint practice. This is Bama versus Bama, no?
Yeah. And they said, Jalen Hurts looked awful. I said, he was checked down, just checking it down to the running back. Checking it down. That's all he was doing. And they said he attempted with like one pass, like 20 yards down the field, and that was it. I was like, come on, man. And they said, your boy Tua, man, was lighting it up.
Yeah, but it says the game is the 27th, though.
Yeah, but the joint practice.
Oh, at the joint practice, they said that he was
doing practice.
That. Okay.
Yep.
So this is going to be interesting against Alabama.
Against the Dolphins. Yeah, they said. Was lighting it up. They said he did. They said Tua was doing very well during the game, and they said that this is a good one. That what's his name? Kel torched. Play supposed to be their number one. And torched them so bad that he pulled my hamstring, and left because he didn't want no more parts.
Yeah, but you know Tyreek Hill. You can't cover Tyreek Hill one on one.
Nobody.
I mean, that's hard to cover tight unless you're Deion Sanders.
Yeah, well, you figure it's a practice. Yeah, okay. They ain't covering him one on one like that.
Yeah, no. But then he gets hurt. So, Well, I'm looking forward to this game. I guess this weekend because I want to see because as the games keep progressing, we'll see what happens there. All right. Chase Young is out again, first four games. That's a problem, man. This is his third year, no? And his second year being injured?
Wow. Yeah. We figured he got hurt his knee toward the end of last year. Yeah, that's about right, as far as he got hurt in November, December, January, February, right. But when he can, he was supposed to be, like the Bosa brothers and all this stuff like that. He's sort of, so.
Yeah, I mean, he did have a great season, but he just seems to be fading out. You got to give the Bosa brothers credit. They were the Bosa brothers have delivered. Both.
Yes, they have. Both of them. Yeah, but there's Washington, no you have. Yeah, but as the other defensive end, he's pretty good. The kid they got from Mississippi had hurt his knee, prior to the draft, and he's pretty good. And then you got the two Alabama, so their defensive front is still pretty good. But they just, for some reason, he's supposed to be the leader and the X factor, from the guy. But he's hurt, and he's going. We'll, as long as he doesn't come back when the Giants play him, so we'll be fine.
Right. We know that the line is good, but Chase Young, he started off incredible, but to be hurt just, already a couple times, man, it's kind of scary. Everybody. So this whole NFC East don't look too good right now. Tyrone Smith Dallas is out for months because of a hamstring injury. How valuable is Tyrone Young Smith?
Torn hamstring, and then
a torn. Oh,
I think they said today was something else with his knee. Yeah, so they were talking about him not coming back till December, but he's hurt every year now. Seems like it. He's been I think he's an 8-time Pro Bowler, so he's good and he's been good for a long time. But the last few years, he's hurt. He's missed. I think he's missed 20 games or whatever the last 3 years. But they're gonna be hurting along the line without this guy. And Jerry Jones was talking about, my University of Tulsa guy, Tyler Smith, or whatever his name is, the kid from Tulsa. He's going to play. He don't play left tackle, though. So we'll see how much the Dallas fans are going to flap their gums while somebody blocking Dak Smith's. Prescott's blind side. Yeah. Blind
side. This is just a depressing, the NFC East. It really don't matter. They're all bad. And Dallas still seems to be on top, no matter what. Maybe because we're expecting Jalen Hurts to make a difference, right?
I think he's going to do well. I just don't want him to do well against the Giants. You know,
who?
You know, they went out and invested the Jalen Hurts. They went out and invested in all, you know, receivers for him. You know, they have a top five, you know, deep line. You know, the only thing with them, and they sit there with defense, they didn't address the safety position. You know, that's where they're going to have. But besides that, in line, the Kobe Dean, the kid from Georgia, is like, eh. But, they're one.
I can't wait till the season starts, bro. So we can talk about anything else other than this depressing NFC East, bro. It is just terrible. Terrible, 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 terrible. All right, you started winding this down. Was that?
Who's the Giants? Who's Santiago, who's in more trouble, the Giants or the Cavs?
He's not on. Santiago's
I'm looking on mine. No, I'm saying he just put up a little statement there. Santiago.
Where?
Who's more in Giants or Cowboys? On the
you mean running across the line or what? In the chat there?
No, the corner, my right corner. Yes, I'm here on the chat.
It is.
That's what he said.
Yes, I'm here on the chat. He said, who's more in trouble, the Giants or the Cowboys? That's funny. I wish I could say the Cowboys. It ain't the Cowboys. The Giants are in trouble. They're more trouble than the Cowboys.
Yeah, they got injuries, man. I'm saying it's the Cowboys. They lost their left tackle. They only have one good receiver because they let them other guys go again. And that's it. So they're not loaded like they've been, where they had all, you know, the three good receivers and the tight end. They had Zeke back there on it. And the offensive line was tough. They're hurting, just like we are. So I'm going with the team.
Speaking of that, has Odell gone anywhere, or Odell still with the Rams?
Well, he was tweeting today and sitting there talking about throwing it out there as far as with the Giants.
Did he really? To the Giants? No, wait a second. That's not what was in question. The question was that's what he was tweeting about. No, but that's what he was tweeting about. Interesting. And what about Jimmy G? Anything else in Jimmy G? OBJ's a free agent. Yeah, we know he's a free agent.
Cleveland, man. They
he might go to Buffalo.
They were talking about Cleveland.
I don't know about that.
No.
Who? OBJ going to Cleveland?
About OBJ going. No, Buffalo.
Oh, Buffalo, yeah. That's interesting. That would be a good player for Josh Allen. And isn't Von Miller there?
Yep. That's who wants it. You know, he wants to look. Yeah, come on up here and get one. Come up here and get another ring.
Yeah.
Talking about Von Miller's there. And he's going to Seattle.
Yeah, I can see that.
You're that one, right? Jimmy G going to
That's Seattle. That's a better move than Cleveland.
He'll go there and be the starter because they said he's not practicing. They said he's not practicing with the team. He's sort of like on the side, you know, doing one Jimmy G that he hasn't practiced with them. Doesn't have a playbook, nothing.
By his choice or by the team's choice? He said Denzel Mims is available.
Probably by both. Yeah, he wants to get traded from the Jets. He either wants to get traded or release.
I give Jimmy G credit. I got a number of respect for that guy, let me tell you. Huh? I said that the whole time. You don't want to keep saying it. Salary cap. Huh? Who's taking?
No. I ain't talking about, Mims. Denzel Mims. No, Mims. We should take the job.
What position? Does it really matter?
Why?
Does it matter? We need a line, dude. An offensive line. We've been complaining, huh? Our line. Right.
They're gonna put some duct tape on them. They're gonna put a duct tape on them. Put some crazy glue on them, and that'll be just fine.
You know, the best thing about it, we don't have to worry about anybody that's that dominant in the division. So we'll see what happens from there. If anything happens with Jimmy G, it'll happen next week.
Yeah, right after.
What's that?
When they cut the 53. That's what it's got. Cut down to 53 next Tuesday or whatever. That's when he'll probably go somewhere else.
Well, if you're saying all the stuff you just said without a playbook, without practicing, man, they got that much faith in Trey Lance?
They have no choice.
I got to see something.
They don't have much because they gave up the farm to get him. They gave a lot of number one picks for to get this kid.
That's crazy. I don't know. I can't wait till the season starts, bro, because this is 2 weeks in a row. I can't see – I don't want to see depth charts and any of that stuff anymore. I'd rather talk about everything else in the league right now. Okay. Hey, what do you think about Santiago thinks that Brady's on the Masked Singer?
I wouldn't be surprised. He probably is. But man, you leave the team in the middle of the let me go do the Masked Singer in the middle of training camp.
I can't imagine Brady being able to sing. I just think that's funny. All right, let's start wrapping this up. I gotta go watch something, you know, like to pep me up because this is depressing talking about where we're at right now. It's just the NFC East is bad. Everybody is hurt. I just can't wait till the season starts to see some real stuff happen. It is what it is, and I want to see some good play, so I'm pretty excited for that. And I'll be in my new place, thank God. All righty, so I'm going to wrap this up like we normally wrap up. The Gary Sinise Foundation.org. Freedom and security are precious gifts that we as Americans should never take for granted. Must do all we can to extend our hand in times of need to those who willingly sacrifice each day to provide that freedom and security. While we can never do enough to show our gratitude to our nation's defenders, we can always do a little more. Gary Sinise. That is the Gary Sinise, Sinise Foundation.org. Please do whatever you can. This is for our first responders and our military. Don't forget, you can always follow us on Twitter at the SportsCast1. You can also visit us on our website at thesportscast.net. Join us next Thursday at 8 p.m. as we continue and some of our hosts coming back and getting closer to the season. Don't forget to subscribe to the Jersey Boys Sports Talk podcast. And you can reach me at Via Rocho on Twitter at Via Rocho, or you can go to Victor. You see my name, VictorArocho.com. And Byron, you could always reach him every Thursday. Or he's got Twitter handle is? Where is it, Byron? What's that?
Byron C. Jones 1.
Byron C. Jones 1 at Twitter. So you'll see us tweeting quite a bit. Well, you have a great night. God bless. There's a game on tonight, no? Who's playing?
Yeah, somebody's playing. I don't know. Somebody's playing tonight.
Yeah, he said Brady is playing this weekend. That's right. Very possible Brady was on that show. So he's playing this weekend. Let's see what happens, man. All right, my brother. Well, you know, please, let's get some good news going on. Let's get the season. When's the season officially start? What date?
I don't know.
Yeah, let me see. You don't seem too excited. I don't think you'd be excited if we keep talking about this depressing injuries and stuff.
I don't care about anybody. I think the first game, Buffalo and Buffalo and Rams. I don't know. Buffalo, Rams, my house. A Thursday night.
Always a Thursday.
Chicago just said.
What do you say?
September 8th.
Preseason. Okay, week one. Yep, September 8th. It starts off with the Bills and the Rams. That's a good game. 8:20 on Thursday. And then on Yeah, and then September 11th, then all the games going on. So beginning before the season, so September 8th, that's coming up. All right, so we got to pick what we've done in the conferences like we did last year. The Bills and Rams is a good game. Eagles and Lions, you got a lot of faith in the Lions this year, didn't you? 49ers, Bears. Okay, that's Sunday. So that's Sunday's Eagle Lions, 49ers, Bears. Steelers, Bengals, that's always a good game. Patriots, Dolphins, good game. Browns and Panthers. Is the Panthers or Detroit you were more high up on?
Detroit.
All right. So we got Colts, Texans, Saints, Falcons, Jaguars, Commanders, Rams, Ravens, Jets, Packers, Vikings, Giants, Titans. It'll be at the 4 o'clock game. Raiders, Chargers would be a good game. Chiefs, Cardinals is a good game. Bucks and Cowboys. That's Sunday night. And then on Monday night, it'd be the Broncos and Seahawks. Right. Well, let's get ready, man. September 8th isn't coming around fast enough. That's for sure. So I am getting ready. I can't wait. So there's a lot more to talk about. And at least we could talk about what happened and some of the great and bad stuff. All righty. So before I go, I got to do my little thing. And Byron, God bless you and the family. And we will talk soon. Hold on a second before I shut this down.